I had a fella call Dr. Davidson. He said that he liked me and had great respect, but he couldn't go along. He'd been waiting 50 years. The Republicans nominate the kind of fella he could support, and Goldwater was a conservative, and he was a conservative.
Damn.
So,
is a person that would be equally as good. He was Rockefeller's supporter up here. He's an attorney by the name of Henry Black. We talked to him about this, and he would be very good. The only bad part about him is that he doesn't carry an aura of being completely free from it. But
free from what?
Free from, that rock, and he would carry the thing as this would be a reaction to Rockefeller's defeat to a degree.
Yep.
But he's highly respected in this state. He's a liberal Republican. He had one problem. He does a fair amount of lobbying up in our legislature, and particularly with the, I don't know what they call it, the American Brewery Association and so forth. He was afraid that they might have, he mentioned two people in particular. One I can take care of myself in terms of objection. The other is this American Brewery Association. And he was going to check, I believe, with their legal counsel, who apparently has an office in Washington. And I wonder if that's somebody your staff might not be able to talk to.
Who is it, Clint Hester?
No, I don't believe it. The name that rings in my mind is Jack Hurley, but I'm not positive of that.
Find out and let Walter Jenkins know.
All right.
I think if it's American Brewery, I think it's Clint Hester, but find out, and if it's Hester, we could talk to him.
And I think he would work out not quite as well as Davidson, but nearly as well. Well, Davidson can help us, but I don't think he can help the Republicans much, so I'm not concerned about that. But that was terribly surprised, as a matter of fact. I was right down in the heart of Republican country, way down the south and in the central part of the state last night. I'm very encouraged, particularly with respect to yourself. Vermonters are not going to take kindly to Mr. Goldwater, as far as I'm anxious to get this thing moving. But I'll get a hold of this American Brewery fellow, and I'll call Walter today.
You do that. They're trying to stir up a little stuff about trying to get a little competition vice presidency. I wish that you'd tell them quietly, get it on the ticker someday if you can, that y'all are going to be for whoever the vice president or whoever the president wants, that he can't have a man on a ticket he doesn't like, doesn't want, can't get along with, because you ought to divide your ticket to start out with.
I've always taken that.
You see that gets on the wire. Let one of them ask you this morning, AP or UP, and don't let them know you've talked to me, and don't let anybody else know it, but just say that we're going to have a good convention, a harmonious convention, and you predict a victory, and you think that the convention's going to select whoever the president recommends. That's traditional. That's what they did with Kennedy. That's what they've done before, every convention been to, and that you know you'll have a good, fighting, able fellow, and that we'll have they'll select whoever the president wants.
Fine, we'll do that.
Get that out. Now, you ain't got no question about any of your delegates. They won't siphon any of them away from you, will they?
No, my delegates are with me every step of the way.
Well,
there at all.
Just let them know, because we've got to hang together, and I want you to kind of be one of my lieutenants, move around here and look out things, because I'm not going to be there. I'm going to have to be here in Washington working, but I want you to get a Cliff Carter and Walter Jenkins and those boys and kind of look after my interests. Don't let anybody slip up on me.
We're with you all the way, Mr. President.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay.